Frances Brown, Special Assistant to the President and Senior Director for African Affairs at the National Security Council, told reporters in Washington on Tuesday that more and more U.S. security and prosperity is tied to that of its African partners. As for why Biden chose to visit Angola, the only African nation he will step foot in, she says the United States views Angola as a strategic partner.
In 2023, U.S.-Angola trade totaled approximately $1.77 billion. Which makes Angola our fourth largest trade partner in sub-Saharan Africa. We're also working with Angola to address a range of pressing challenges, including bolstering peace and security in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, growing economic opportunities in the region, and expanding technological and scientific cooperation.
Brown says a big reason Biden is going to Africa is to highlight the U.S.-backed Lobito Corridor, which connects the southern regions of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, northwestern Zambia, and Angola to regional and global trade markets via the port of Lobito.
It isn't just about a railroad or critical minerals. It's also about the communities that are strengthened along the way. It's about more access to education. It's about agricultural products moving to market. And it's about increases in digital connectivity.
Helena Matza, acting special coordinator for the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment, says the U.S. and the G7 countries have made a global commitment of $600 billion to the project.
The Lobito Corridor really started as a commitment among the countries in the region, Angola, DRC, and Zambia, and when the United States, our European partners, and many of the African financing community came together to determine how we can support that work. It was really along the vision of using the corridor to connect Angola, DRC, Zambia Ocean across multiple sectors.
Matza, who was speaking at the briefing with Brown, says rail investments are key to the success of the Lobito Corridor.
They really serve as the anchor that allows so much of the other work that we're seeing both happening driven by the private sector and through this partnership. These rail investments cut transportation costs, they reduce inland shipping times, and they open access to arable agricultural land and bolster the supply chain for critical energy minerals, driving climate-resilient economic growth in the region.
Matza says the U.S. hopes to see the initial investment in the Lobito Corridor grow and continue to bolster other industries which will benefit from the connected infrastructure.
When we are talking about two rail lines that will ultimately bring down the transit time that we're seeing across those three countries from 45 days to a fraction of that time to less than a week, what that can do for agribusiness, I think, is absolutely astronomical. And what we're seeing is a lot of not only public investments, but private investments moving in that space. So I imagine that that will be a theme that we will carry on through the president's trip.
Brown says Biden's goal is threefold: lift up U.S. trade and investment with Africa, highlight Africa's global partnership on trade, security and health, and to shine a spotlight on the evolution of the U.S.-Angola relationship. Biden leaves the White House in January when President-elect Donald Trump returns to office after defeating Vice President Kamala Harris in this month's presidential election. Carol Van Dam for VOA News, Washington.